All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. It is time for our call of the day. And Julie, in our email box is a call from Stifel analyst on Peloton, Scott Devitt, coming out with a $120 price target. He was previously at $140 here. But in a strange way, I would argue he is making the case why you should be concerned about Peloton. Peloton stock is down 45% year to date. It's an $83 stock. The Stifel team still has a buy rating on them, highlighting the growing market for at-home equipment makers, Peloton's leadership in it, but really also highlighting some of the potential earnings headwinds for this company that Peloton highlighted a couple weeks ago when it reported earnings. Bottlenecks in its manufacturing supply chain, a lot of bikes still stuck in containers. They just can't get these bikes off of these containers. The costs of doing business for Peloton are going up, both on the content side and the hardware side. So there's the sentiment, I think, on Peloton has really been hit, and it has been the right call.
I mean, at the same time, he is still positive on the company, and he's talking about that the company really has emphasized getting subscribers over hardware margins, and the fact that they cut the price sort of confirms that for the company. And so far, it has been working, it seems. The subscribers have been growing. They've been doing more workouts. And I guess, you know, we'll see whether in the end that equals the growth that Peloton wants it to equal. But as you say, it looks like the street is not yet buying that thesis.
No, and looking at the estimates here by Stifel in the note, they really remain largely unchanged compared to what they were thinking previously, despite a lot of the current concerns on the supply chain. And, you know, just staying on this topic of supply chain and at-home equipment makers, we were supposed to get the iFit IPO today. They are the owner of NordicTrack. That IPO has been delayed because of market volatility here, potentially may happen later this week. Sources have told us. But I was reminded about these challenges just going through the iFit prospectus. I mean, that company produces a lot of hardware out of China here, and they are warning at length in their prospectus about the challenges of making equipment in this environment when you're seeing prices go up and really just a crush of demand globally.
Yeah, so we'll see if, as you say, if that comes later and what that reflects about the demand for this stuff here.
Yeah, that said, I'm going to go work on my Peloton.